Hello and welcome to A Few Good Minutes, brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton, joined by middle linebacker Paul Posluszny. You know, before we get started, you're playing meaningful games after Thanksgiving. Even though the result Sunday wasn't what you wanted, how special is that for you?
It's important. You know, you realize every game means something, especially at this point in the year. And, you know, unfortunately, I haven't been in this situation in a long, long time in my NFL career where everything counts now. You know, we're very much still in the hunt in our division, and we have the opportunity to, as long as if we play to our abilities, we have the opportunity to be in it at the end of the year.
How long does it take you to get past the disappointment and look towards the Titans?
Today, yeah. You know, we need to learn from our mistakes quickly. You know, we say quickly adjust and start to prepare for our division opponent coming up.
All right, well, let's get started, folks. You know how this works. Five topics in a few good minutes with Paul. Let's start with time. Father Time always wins. You're a 30-year-old middle linebacker. You said you haven't been in this position. Do you find yourself enjoying it more than perhaps someone else might?
Maybe. All I know is that I love playing the game. I love playing ball for this team, Coach Bradley, and being around this young group of guys, these teammates that I'm very, very fortunate to be around. You know, when you're around guys like Telvin Smith and Dan Scuda and Aaron Colvin, I mean, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to go to work with those guys every day.
Can you overcome the record by the people that you play with? In other words, can you enjoy it enough that you don't worry about the record down the road?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the people that you're around and the relationships that you build, at the end of the day, that's going to be the most important thing. Obviously, you know, our entire goal is we want to play to the best of our abilities and win as much as we can. But when it's all said and done, it's going to be the people and the relationships that you'll remember the most.
Up next is the body. And you have almost an obsessive compulsive disorder when it comes to doing the things that you do to keep yourself healthy. What do you do? I mean, what will you do on a Tuesday to make sure you're ready to practice on a Wednesday?
I mean, the biggest thing is, I mean, like you said, I am getting older, so I want to make sure that I can do everything that I can to play this game for as long as I can. I mean, it all starts with getting the proper amount of sleep, eating right. Tuesdays will be a big soft tissue day where I go in and spend, you know, 90 minutes to 2 hours getting a massage therapy done. Go in the weight room and train with Milo. So it's a progressive thing where there are certain things that I need to do in order to be able to play at my highest level on Sunday.
How long did it take you to develop the routine? Because I see it in the pregame and obviously throughout the course of the week. And who helped you do that?
Different people throughout my entire career, and it has continually gotten better and better over the years. But, you know, as of lately, you know, Milo, our strength coach, has been a tremendous asset for us. And just because he's a 9-year veteran himself of the NFL, so to know what he's been through, and then to learn from him and understand everything that we need to do and everything that we can do, the opportunities that are out there for us, he has been a tremendous asset for us when it comes to taking care of our bodies.
Is there anything like a cheat day in the life of Paul Posluszny? Yeah. And what would it be?
To me, when it's time to cheat, it's food. I mean, and it's desserts, sweets, cupcakes, brownies, pies, anything like that. That's what I say. All right, if it's time to take a cheat meal, I'll take one of those.
When you do decide to retire, you're going to be able to come down slowly and not attack the sweets.
I hope so. I hope I don't go overboard in the wrong direction. I hope I'm able to do it calmly.
I don't see that happening. Western Pennsylvania is next. The birthplace of professional football, the list of the greats that have come there, whether it's Mike Ditka or Joe Namath. So what does it mean to you to be from Western Pennsylvania?
Especially when you're talking about football, it's special because you know of the tremendous history that Western Pennsylvania has. There's a ton of guys that have played professionally, Hall of Fame guys that have come from that area. So growing up in Western Pennsylvania, football is king. And you learn to love the game at an early age, and that becomes part of you. So it's special to be able to say that you're from that area.
Steelers growing up?
Oh, absolutely.
And who was your favorite Steeler?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, even though I never saw him play, I feel like all little kids growing up in Western Pennsylvania had that classic picture of Jack Lambert with his front teeth knocked out. So that was just, you know, like I said, even though, you know, those Steelers were, we never saw them play in person, but the history of that organization and the Super Bowls, that was something that you learned at an early age.
And then, of course, when you went at Penn State, that's linebacker you too.
Yes, I mean, so you know, football had a great tradition there, obviously, and you know, a lot of the guys that helped make that name. You're talking about Brandon Short and LeVar Arrington. Those guys came from Western Pennsylvania, from the Pittsburgh area. So that was it's very important, something that's very special to a lot of guys around that way.
And the tradition and the history of the game, at least when I talk to you about it, you seem incredibly respectful of the game and what it means for the whole Shield, for the whole league.
Absolutely.
Did that come from Western Pennsylvania?
I think that's part of it. I mean, just because you learn to have to love the game and to respect the game at an early age, and that's just something that continues to grow and grow from high school to college to the professional level.
Up next, Dad. Middle linebackers are tough guys. What does your daughter do to you?
My daughter, even she's 4 months old, but she has me wrapped up. That's for sure. You know, after a long day at work, you know you can always go home, and when you can get her to smile, that's always the best part of the day.
Talk about the perspective that being a father gives you, because as a young man, a young single man at one point in your life, a football player, I mean, you're running with your hair on fire all the time. I mean, that's the way you have to live. The daughter changes that, doesn't she?
Having a child changes things for sure. You know, luckily, I'm very, very fortunate. You know, my wife is she's a great mom. And she takes care of a lot of things that go on in the house and taking care of our daughter. So, I'm still in the position where I'm able to completely concentrate on work when it's time to be at work. And then when I go home, I get to be dad. But, I mean, we have a great relationship and I can't be happier, you know, than being a dad right
now.
Does
dad mean dishes and diapers and all the normal stuff?
In the off season, I'll help out more with that stuff.
So you haven't done it yet.
I do help out here and there, bits and pieces here and there. Yeah, but like I said, my wife does the vast majority of the work.
Has
very, very fortunate.
Has it changed the way you play the game at all?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if anything, I just know now that that my reason, my why for playing football has expanded. Now I say, you know, I play for my wife and daughter. So you can put that on the list of things to help give you that self-motivation.
Couple of quick questions. Here we go, Jags. You ever worry about concussions?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. You realize it's part of the game, and there's so much more knowledge of it now. You know, we're becoming more and more prevalent. So it's something that as players that we're very aware of now.
How about kids playing football? I saw you out at the Junior Development League in Ponte Vedra a couple of weeks ago sharing that message. Do you see the game as being eminently safer now because the focus is on avoiding concussions? Is it a safe time to play?
I think the game is changing, especially at the Little League level, in a very positive way, where if kids are learning how to play the game right with keeping their head up and how to tackle and how to use their shoulders, that's a very, very positive thing for the future of football, because, you know, we need to find ways to help reduce head injuries and take that out of the game.
Is there a bigger personality in the locker room than Jared Odrick?
I don't think so. That's a big one. He's a big, great personality. There's other guys as well, but he's definitely at the top of that list.
And finally, if I put a pizza down here right in front of you right now and said it won't harm you at all, what would you put on it?
If it won't harm me at all?
It won't harm you at all. You can eat the whole thing. It won't put a single calorie on you. What would be on the top?
All I need is pepperonis and green peppers.
That's it?
That's all I need. That's perfect to me.
Pepperonis and green peppers for Paul Pozzolini. That works. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
And we'll see you next week here on A Few Good Minutes.